Barbara Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from The Slits, The Staple Singers, Southern Avenue, new music from Suzanne Vega, music on the way from Stella, plus a little Jamaican dancehall rhythms for you. We are going to kick off the second hour, though, with music by a musician who has been making music for, gosh, 40 years or more now. It is the incredible, gorgeous R&B vocal stylings of Sade right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. The thing called a dignity. And I insist on answering my ability. Ricky, just pull here. Yeah. She are the whole lady. Can do it like I sister Nancy. Tommy say, who she are the whole lady. Can do it like I sister Nancy. Tommy say, I know any man can do it like me. Who I know any man can do it like me. Them off we come from the Jerry family. Tommy say, I sit to us on the class, sit a class. And I your sister Nancy and the teacher for the class.
Travelers with that last set music right there out of Kingston, Jamaica. To say dancehall music is male dominated is an understatement, but to say that about early 1980s Jamaican dancehall, it is definitely male-centered music. So that makes Sister Nancy even that much more of a pioneer and trailblazer. A reggae dancehall DJ working in the early 1980s when very few other women were able to make that opportunity happen. We heard the song Only Woman DJ with Degree. That's from Sister Nancy's 1982 breakout album 1-2. Again, such a trailblazer. Musician Sister Nancy has had such influence on R&B and hip-hop and rock and so much more music since early 1980s. Before Sister Nancy, we had something thoroughly more modern. Her name is Stella, hailing from Athens, Greece. Stella offers up seductive synth and vintage pop sounds perfect for the summertime. Her latest album, Adagio, celebrates the idea of slowing down. It's the sonic equivalent of a dandelion fuzz floating softly on a summer breeze. This time from Stella, we heard the song Amorpho Moa. Moa. I hope I got that right. My English is never great, let alone my Greek. What's interesting, though, about this particular track on the new album Adagio, it's the first time Stella takes a chance in recording in her Greek tongue. And we get that with Amorpho Mou from Stella. Kicking off the second hour, it is R&B legendary vocalist Sade. We heard the song By Your Side. This time, though, it is called the Cotton Bellies Fola Remix. It comes from the HIV AIDS fundraising compilation album Red Hot and Riot. Okay, we will continue. Speaking of legendary R&B voices, oh, you know this if you're a loyal listener. Mavis Staples is not just a musician that I am a fan of. She is a role model for me. She is an absolute hero. What Mavis Staples has done with her own career, but with her family act, the Staples Singers, as a civil rights hero. She calls herself a prophet of joy. She is all of that. So the fact that just this past Friday, I had an opportunity to see Mavis Staples perform for free as part of Detroit's very own Concert of Colors, needless to say, I was one happy person. The world needs more Mavis Staples right now. So let's dive into it. It is Mavis Staples with the Staples Singers right now here on Girly So Groovy.
This world, mistakes that you made. Give no power to the price of the game. Don't waste your time on things that you can't change.
Can't change the things that
hey.
his vocal with a style so nice you can sound it out. So sound it out, count us in, never count us out. Info in the origin, the spin on the Sunday route. Yeah, yeah, we on that Sunday clap.
Info in the origin, the spin on the Sunday route. Flavor in your ear, loud and clear, better be prepared. When I heat that mic, devices up like spices. Gotta be the nicest, gotta stay precise, kid, cause these days everybody be stressing prices. So shake it like dice, break away from vices. Live free and seek your queen like Isis. Man, the times have changed and up. Some of our lives, every times that coincide to make sense of these lies.
Celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from a Saskatchewan 8-piece funk R&B soul hip hop octet. They are called People of the Sun. We heard the song Sunday Cruise. That's from the band's EP, Last Day of Summer. If you like what you heard, you can easily find People of the Sun on Bandcamp to hear more music from them. In the middle, if I was making a short list of albums that easily could be at the top of my list for best albums released so far this year, it would have to be include Southern Avenue. Using vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation, Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album is called Family. It is a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and yes, family. Every time I listen to it, I think this is the more genuine, authentic country R&B album that Beyoncé was trying to make when I listened to Family from Southern Avenue. They're on tour with the new album. For listeners in our home base city, Windsor and Detroit, you will be able to catch Southern Avenue this fall. They'll be coming through Detroit November 21st at Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts in Detroit. Kicking off the set, it is legendary soul family icons, the Staple Singers, going back to 1972 for the soul album Be Altitude, Respect Yourself. We heard the song This World from the Staple Singers. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour of the show. I've got new music on the way from Sacred Pause, plus music from The Slits, Sarah Harmer. But up next, we have something brand new from a musician who has been making music for a good 40 years or more. It is new music from singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Have a newfound sympathy for the incense to heaven, like the incense in a prayer. Speaker's corner, there it stands, politics a song. Trying everything you feel, whether it is right or wrong. True, naysaying, soothsayers so cynical and blue. It's now become more like a child, bewildered and confused. I keep on believing it's what I know how to do. Speaker's corner, there it stands, politics and stars. Time to tell your tale. Don't wait too long. All those full of wind and air who howl, rant and rave, screaming out distorted facts about the souls they save, promising the miracles, pocketing the cash, pretending they have principles, preaching only ash. And it grieves me when I see people on parade, parroting the things they hear, never afraid. Speaker's corner, there it stands, politics and song. I guess we better use it now before we find it gone.
Job on Labor Day. She looks so disconnected, but she's really afraid. My money's gonna fade away, she says. Oh, what a crying shame. Lewis on the corner reading resumes. She found them in the alley by the fire escape. The letter in his pocket, it says anything. She says she's into justice, but she's really afraid. Sometimes it's a dollar for the man outside the mission. She says, oh, what a crying shame. Here I stand, memorizing zeros, staring at civilized. No use in talking to me. What a crying shame.
Music right there from indie singer-songwriter and environmental warrior Sarah Harmer. We heard the song Captive. That comes from her album, Oh, A Little Fire. In the middle, it is something that I felt a bit nostalgic for. It is Toronto wife and husband duo Wild Strawberries. And the reason I say feeling a bit nostalgic, the duo themselves have been seemingly nostalgic on Instagram, sharing lots of posts and videos celebrating their 40 years as a duo making fantastic indie rock in Canada with 10 albums to their name. It is a band that has a unique story. They are doctors by day, rock stars by night. They built a career on that, and they continue doing that still to today. Raised 4 children who are now out of the house, but both are still making music in their own ways, as well as Wild Strawberries. We heard the song Crying Shame. That comes from the band, I want to say sophomore album. Don't You Bet You Think I'm Lonely is the name of the album. The year that that came out, I want to say 1998, but I honestly think that might have been, it was originally released as an independent album and then picked up and re-released by A&M Records, if I remember correctly. Wild Strawberries, Toronto indie rock duo in the middle, and then starting the set off, brand new music from the incredibly talented singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega. Now, this is a musician who has been making music since the late 70s, early 80s, and has continued an incredible career ever since. Well, Suzanne Vega has a new album out. It is called Flying with Angels. We listened to the opening track, Speaker's Corner from Suzanne Vega. Time for one more set. Let's head out east, the now defunct but still incredibly fun 90s, early 2000s alternative rock band Plumtree, right now here on Girly So Groovy. This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from iconic, trailblazing, UK feminist punk outfit, The Slits, a band that is known for their uncompromising attitude and their self-professed lack of technique. All of this is what makes The Slits a trailblazing punk band. Going back to their 1979 debut album cut, we heard The Slits take on a Motown classic, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. In the middle, it is Glaswegian duo Sacred Paws. They're best known for producing sunny polyrhythmic pop. Sacred Paws released their third album, Jump Into Life, just back in March. The album took the band 6 years to make. Between COVID-19, stalled writing sessions, and a touch of writer's block, well, I have to say, after 6 years, the wait was worth it. The new album is just as buoyant, fresh, joyous, and sunny as the first two. This time around, we heard the song Through the Dark from Sacred Paws, and then kicking things off, it is Halifax alternative rock band Plumtree from their 1995 album Mass Teen Fainting. We heard the song Tropical. Well, friends, it breaks my heart to tell you this, but we are at the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy. Know that I am wrapping up this show, but I am already dreaming and scheming up next week's two-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, yes, Girly So Groovy celebrates 24 years this July. I cannot say thank you enough, however it is you choose to listen, whether it's on your favorite community or campus station, whether it's through our Mixcloud account. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting from CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit now for 24 years, and we are now syndicated across Canada and into the United States on over 19 community and campus stations. Let's give a shout out to one of those stations. How about Sydney, Nova Scotia. You can catch Girly So Groovy Tuesday afternoons, 12 until 2, on Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney. It's stations like this that join us week after week because they get the mandate of Girly So Groovy to celebrate and amplify voices. All right, friends, let's wrap up this episode. I feel like this full episode had a bit of a summer sunshine vibe, so why not go out on a total surf rock note? It's Toronto's very own surf rock instrumental rock band, The Surf Rejects, from their latest album, Easy as Pie. It is The Surf Rejects with the song Lickety Split. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Until then, here are The Surf Rejects here on Girly So Groovy.
Hey, Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, cause what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that
CFRC
is good.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Sturton, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more. All viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Broadcasting 24/7.